This is the time of year when we see some interesting activity among the crow population, and Bridget Butler is here to discuss that and her Crows in Vermont project. Bridget, nice to talk with you again.
Hey, good to be back, Jane.
So that Counting Crows song is called Murder of One, and of course many people will know that a flock or a group of crows together is called a murder, and you've been looking at murders around the state. What are the crows up to at this time of year?
Yeah, so this is a great time of year to kind of shift your focus and who can avoid watching huge groups of crows kind of gathering overhead. And as we move into the wintertime, it generally starts in November and goes through March, crows start to roost together in very, very large numbers. And we can see hundreds up to thousands. I've counted as many as 5,000 together in downtown St. Albans, where I live, during the evenings, during the wintertime. And it's just this cool phenomenon. And so I decided to kind of capture people's interest in it and design a site where people can go and report some of these winter behaviors that they're seeing in crows.
Bridget, when you say they can gather in the thousands, and you counted 5,000 just in downtown St. Albans, why do they gather in such large groups?
Yeah, so during the wintertime, crows, they kind of need each other. They really need each other. During the summer, they're hanging out in small family groups from like 2 to like 8 crows. And then in the wintertime, it's really beneficial for all these birds to flock up. And we see this in other birds as well. Traveling in a flock is a way to get information about food. It's a way to protect yourself. When crows roost together at night, they're able to avoid owls, especially great horned owls, which is a huge predator for these guys. And it's a way to find a mate. Crows are one of the birds that start mating in the early springtime. So these gathering sites are a way for them to pair up and find a mate as well.
And you're actually asking people who see these big groups of crows, these murders, to let you know on your iNaturalist page?
Yeah, so we're using the iNaturalist platform, which is this really great platform that allows you to use your Droid phone or your iPhone to capture a picture or an image, or to just upload your count of what you're seeing. And it's open source, so it allows anybody, you know, just anybody in general to create a project. And so I worked with a couple of friends about 2 years ago to pull this together because they were very interested in what was going on with crows. And so there's a couple things we're looking at. I would love it if people would find crows in Vermont and establish an iNaturalist account, and that way you can report what you're seeing. And we're looking for 3 different things. We're looking for streams of crows. So around 2 hours before dark, we're looking for these lines of crows that are all heading in one direction. We're looking for staging sites, and so this happens a little bit before dark, where the birds are kind of gathering in a whole bunch of different spots. Now, this could be urban or it could be rural sites, and so I'm really curious about how this is going to play out, if we can find some rural roost sites. And so these staging areas are where they'll hang out until it's dark, and what's so cool is it's like somebody in that group makes the decision, and they all go to this final roosting site where there can be upwards of, 1,000 crows together. So 5,000 has been my big count. I'm really curious to see if some of the other urban areas or even rural towns are finding large numbers like this as well.
Now, I'm going to out our call screener, Sarah Matthews. When you said that you saw 5,000 crows in downtown St. Albans, I can see through the windows here. She gave this look like, ugh. And crows are certainly not beloved birds. Can you give us the warm fuzzies?
Yeah, you know, here's what's warm and fuzzy about crows. I think they're incredibly smart. They're super social. You're going to see them in these staging sites kind of playing with each other, talking to each other, fighting amongst each other. And if you think about it, this is kind of what we do at the end of the day, right? We all get together. We either have a meal together or we meet up with friends for drinks, and we talk about our days. And crows are doing that same sort of thing. And it's a way for them to survive the cold winters that we have in Vermont.
I should also point out crows can identify people, individuals.
Yeah.
So watch out, Sarah Matthews. Then they can then tell other crows to watch out for that person who we don't like, and they'll all squawk at you.
Yeah, so
pretty
be
cool.
Nice.
Yeah, be nice. They're very smart, right, Bridget?
They are super, super smart. There's some fascinating projects out there about just what you're talking about, them being able to identify individuals, of them establishing relationships with people who do feed them. There's a great story about a little girl who had been feeding them, I believe, somewhere out in the Midwest, and they were bringing her gifts. They were leaving little trinkets and gifts in her yard.
That's right. That's such a cool story. Well, if you want to know where the crows are in Vermont, Bridget Butler, we have a link to her Crows in Vermont page on iNaturalist, and you can add your own data there. Bridget, thank you so much for talking with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jane.
That's Bridget Butler, better known around these parts as the Bird Diva.